Hey, how you doing? Come on in. You ready to go grocery shopping? It's been a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1 minute is too long. How are you? How's everything? Huh. Okay. Really? Wow. Okay. Well, it seems like you're doing great. Really. It really seems like you're doing really, really well. Well, yeah, I can see how you don't see it exactly. When you do the best you can, you're doing, even if you know what I mean? You're always doing the best you can. Am I right? Listen, I haven't known, there's a famous phrase I used to say with all my friends, Patty, Ann, Nat, and Bob. We're whatever age we are, we still don't know really much. So we're doing it, right? Well, here, sit down. How about if I pat your arm? Okay, how about a little huggy-poo? Yeah, feels good, huh? You have a friend in me, for sure. And I think it's important to remember you have a friend in you. That's really what I've been working on lately, is going back and saying, hey, that must have been tough, right? I guess I was just trying to offer you some, you want a shoulder? Oh, shoulder to pat. That was funny. I thought you were going to do something else on my shoulder. Because that's what that saying goes. Oh, so why are you here? Well, you're here to eat and here to cook. Oh, boy, are you here to cook. And what we'll do, though, is while I have you here, we'll put this on the shopping list, but I'll make it now. So we can do some cooking and some talking at the same time. Yeah, so we have here is you could use whatever rice you have, but I happen to have some jasmine rice. I think my dad calls it jasmine rice or jasmine rice. But I'm going to toast it now. I don't know if they still have this at that grocery store that will not be named. No, not old Voldemort's. That's not the grocery store. Is that a grocery store somewhere? Holy moly. I don't think you'd want anything like Vold and groceries combined just because it's too close. So I don't think that this is a seasoned buffalo ghee. Yeah, I think is how you say ghee, G-H-E. I don't know what I tell myself. One, every time I see it, I try to reread the label because I think it's shelf stable, but I want to say it's like clarified butter or something, but I have no idea. You know, I really didn't investigate it too much. Sometimes I just go for it and then I put it in and then I use it on occasion. And I don't know if it's buffalo. I would assume if it's buffalo ghee, it's from a buffalo. Yeah, sometimes I really, like, read my ingredients and want to know everything, and then sometimes they say, because you know what I used to use is that red palm oil. I don't know what happened. That fell out of flavor. I loved toasting. Oh, we're making rice. Jasmine. Yeah, I said that. Jasmine rice. But I used to love toasting my rice in that red palm oil. Yeah, that was years ago. Maybe, I don't know, was it before the podcast? I don't remember. So I'm going to use this buffalo ghee, but this may not be available when we go to the store. That won't be named. We could say TJ's or what about Tej? Tej's. I guess we can't say that. Tej. I thought that we'd be able to say Tej, like Tejed. I've been teached because I say, hey, we don't, you know, you've heard me go on that before. I say, we don't sponsor podcasts. Oh, we don't do advertising except where we happen to do it. These aren't the ads you're looking. So that's why I stopped. That's why I started calling it So I don't know if they have this buffalo ghee there. It's seasoned with that's another word I have trouble with, turmeric, and probably some other stuff. Yeah, so we're going to use the old Instapot, whole instant rice is what I say. And you'll just hit that saute button there. And, it'll warm up fairly soon. What we'll do is, we'll do, I don't want to have not enough rice, but I don't want to have too much. Let's just do a cup of rice because we have the Instapot. We could always make more. It's not too tough with the Instapot. So measure out a cup of rice and now take, I would just do one or two spoonfuls. I mean, I don't measure this kind of stuff right in there. Yeah, two. And yeah, it's starting to quickly do, like melt. Is that what they say? Melt. And yeah, it does have a scent. It's if it's you know, it's if it's gamey, it's buffalo meat. We put, you know, it's gamey, but supposedly it's good for you. Buffalo, where you could taste every piece of grass the buffalo ever ate. Buffalo and whatever nutrients were in there. But suppose, you know, those are just my jokes about buffalo meat. You know, I can taste the goat and goat's milk, and I can taste the grass and grass-fed. So the saffron, or the whatever, the turmeric will help with that. And yeah, it's a little bit yellowy. And then, yeah, it's all melted. I'll just give it a little swirl here. And yeah, you want to have a wooden spoon at the ready. Now put the rice in there, one cup of rice, and just get it all juiced up or oiled up. I almost said the L word, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to start sweating now. You giggled at that, yeah. Yeah, if I say all L to the oobed up, yeah, boy, I'm already, look at me, I'm getting dizzy. Where was I? I'm sorry. Where was I, really? I think I got to. So you just keep stirring the rice so it gets covered in the ghee. Nothing will make it, nothing like the smell of buffalo ghee to, like, yeah, bring me back to earth. And yeah, just keep stirring that on occasion. I'm going to prepare, I don't really, I just go one cup of rice, two cups of broth. I don't have any bone broth, but if I did, I would use it. And, you know, I don't like to say I predicted things, but remember back when I was talking about opening a sipping broth, a bar, and that sipping broth would be a thing. I mean, bone broth was already kind of a thing, but now it's, you know, holy cow. Now they've taken it and they say, well, you don't need the broth. You could just have it in this other convenient form. And that's the new thing, collagen. So we'll pretend we're using bone broth, country bone broth. Remember, that's what I was going to name it, and that would be the ad, country bone broth, the broth from the country. My favorite pizza place, Marley G's Pizza. It's a local place. I don't think they listen to this podcast, but I go there frequently. I tried to go there regularly and not frequently, so I'm trying to just go there regularly. Yeah, but they sell broth, beef broth, I think. Maybe they sell chicken broth. I haven't bought it, because then I would have to have, like, because then I'd have to, when I just order pizza, I don't have to have a conversation as much. I feel like buying broth from someone is like a level of intimacy I'm not ready for. You know, you're laughing at that, too. Okay, that rice is really starting to get that milky color, which I like. So we're going to put two cups of chicken broth in there. And, you know, you could use bouillon or bouillon. You could say bouillon for the bouillon or bone broth. You know, you could go low sodium if you need to. But, you know, if you are cooking for people that do consume salt, you got to make sure. You kind of got to, if you're using bouillon cubes, then you don't need salt. If you're using bone broth or broth, you should taste it and maybe add some salt. Yeah, no, we're using bouillon cubes. I'm a little bit embarrassed, but that's all I have. Sometimes I have that, whatever that's unbelievable broth in a jar or whatever it's called. Yeah, that stuff's good. I mean, I've been making, there's other dishes I've been making in this Instapot that I haven't shared with you because I still have to create my own recipe version. Okay, where was that? Because we got to get to the store. Okay, so, we put the broth in, stir it up. I like to stir it up and then cap it, hit cancel. Okay, make sure the lid is sealed. Makes that, I love that noise. You know, sometimes with my, you know, this is not on, I don't think Instapot has commercials. But, you know, it's like having your own droid. No one ever says that. They say Instapot. It's like having a droid that, like an early stage droid, because it makes droid noise. Instapot, it makes droid noises. So, yeah. I don't know. I know I have not named my Instapot, believe it or not. Because, I mean, IP Duo or whatever it's called now, I say, well, that's just a, it's a name I'd like to respect, but I say IP Duo, okay, well, maybe I could work on, you know, progress, not, you know, maybe I can have some progress with my relationship with my Instapot, now that's full of lubed rice. So, okay, hit cancel, though, and then hit rice, and it's sealed, and that's it, we're done. And, yeah, I was going to say, I already have the chicken, too, so let's season the chicken. How are we going to season the chicken? So I have, when I was back east, I got some Buck's seasoning, which is a seasoned salt. And this one's like the bold version. So we're going to put some of that on there. Yeah, sprinkle that. You have thighs, but you can use chicken breasts. I would just pound them out, in my opinion. But I say, or you could do a both. I mean, I think that's probably your best bet is both. And then I don't know if you've been following along with my other recipes, but you should have a jar of, you know, gifted seasonings that you've combined that were half filled. This is a, like all of the different curry style seasonings that people have given me. And then I've used, and then I just put them in a jar so that I actually use them instead of having them in jar, like half-filled jars. So this is like mixed Indian spices, and we're just going to lightly dust. We're not actually like trying to fully, we want the salt and the pepper, and then just a hint of these seasonings. So light dusting. Now, this may have been where I went wrong, actually. So maybe do like a little bit more than a light dusting. Not a thorough dusting. Whatever's in between there. Mediocre. Is mediocre and light. Mediocre would mean it could be spread. Yeah, do mediocre seasoning because this is going to go. This is going to kind of be cooked twice anyway. Okay, let's head to the store by the magic of digital audio. We are walking into the store. Can I just tell you how good your hair looks? I mean, I don't know. Are you doing something different with it? Well, you just wear it well. You wear your hair well. No, I'm not being facetious. It looks great. Oh, here, do this, do that, shake your shoulder. No, your shoulder, not your hair. Then your hair shakes like that to the side. That's a good look. I can see a couple people over in the meat section looking over here. You could go over, oh, you don't need it. I know you're, so yeah, dude, just do that again. I wish I had hair like yours, because so then my hair would do something. Mine sits still all the time. Okay, let me run through our grocery list here so we could come up with a plan. So we're here when now, you know, my teaches, you go to the right, you're in the vegetable and cereal section and then the meats and all that. So that's where most of our needs are. We have garlic at home, but let's just say garlic on the list. Ginger, onion. They have bags of mini bell peppers, which I've been really using a lot of for salads, but then also they're versatile. Like everybody says, that you should have like, the more colorful your vegetables, the better they are for you. So that has a red, an orange, and a yellow. So grab that. Now, we are going to do some cheats or whatever, but not full cheats. So we are going to get a bag of shredded carrots. Yeah, grab an onion. Very nice technique on grabbing that onion. Yeah, yellow onion's fine, but you know, I don't have onion preference. I know some people say, well, sweet onion, white onion, yellow onion. I'll just grab it. I say, well, if they don't have a yellow onion, I'll get a white onion. I cook, I'm not a chef. Okay, we need basil or basil. Sure, basil's fine. Lime. Is that everything we need? Ginger. Did I say ginger? No, I'm sorry, ma'am, not you. The root ginger. But good to meet you. Ginger's a great name. Oh, no, sir, I wasn't talking about your red hair either. I was just talking about ginger. Didn't realize that what you should, like, it's like, okay, gotta watch when you say ginger out loud at a grocery store. But, yes, no need. Thank you. No, we just needed this ginger here. Okay, so let's just run through this in this aisle. We have shredded carrots, mini bell peppers. You got those, check. Onion, check. Ginger, garlic, basil, lime. Now, I'll show you over here where the chicken is, because they have thighs, and they have breasts. You're not supposed to giggle when I say chicken breasts, because I just said it by itself. Well, isn't it chicken chest, though? I mean, is it different? No, it's not. Okay, well, so I prefer... Okay, you're giving me really a hard time today. You're really charging our dialogue. But yeah, I prefer the thighs because, but we'll buy both because then we could cook some, like, we already have it at home. Okay, what else do we need? Now, here's where we're going to go into the staple aisles. Jasmine rice, which we have. You could see if they have the ghee. Seasoned buffalo ghee. Yeah. No, I don't want to ask anyone here. Chicken broth or chicken, just get a thing of bone broth. Then we have it. This is going to be a quick Thai style curry. Now, there is a lot of, we're leaving a lot out here. So I'll tell you. Sorry, I didn't realize that everybody was listening in because I'm talking out loud at a grocery store. Okay, so we're in the, so there's the jasmine rice there. So we need coconut milk. And also they have this Thai red curry sauce. They also have a Thai green curry, I think. Remember, did we make something with that? And I forgot. Or have I made something with that? But yeah, we're going to get that red curry sauce. So the thing is about going to Tejas is you know you're going to get quality, but we could use some bamboo. We could use some Thai lime and basil or basil or leaves, lime leaves preferably, and maybe some chilies. And then a quality curry paste. Also, I realized I could have sworn they had fish sauce here, but they don't. No, I didn't ask if they had fish sauce. I just looked to where I assumed fish sauce would be. But I can't ever remember seeing it, which kind of is like weird because they have like yuzu. Is that yuzu or uzu? Okay, so this store doesn't have any of those things that we could use. Also, we got to grab some staples for my house other than dinner. So we got to get coffee. It's still the same thing. The regular Trader Joe's French roast ground. And then on the weekends, I have the ground French vanilla. Also, I want to pick up 2 8-packs of blueberry lemonade, sparkling water, and then the ginger lime water. It's just who I am. I got to stay stocked up. I have not tried this zero sugar root beer. You know, that particular root, here's the thing. I think we've talked about this. This is one of those weird things that I've done my comparisons. And yeah, there are good bespoke or smaller root beers, but mass market root beer is actually pretty darn good. Yeah, I could put that on my shirt, huh, and say mass market root beer is pretty darn good, y'all. You're laughing at that, too. So where was I? Now I'm totally lost. Oh, so we have the red curry. We have the coconut milk. I think that's everything we need. Yeah, so we are missing some ingredients. Yeah, but this is also, this is like a semi-quick school night meal that you can prepare things separately. So we have the rice already prepared. Now, I'm also counting this as a fall meal, but you could also make this two ways. Okay, so let's check out. Oh, before we check out, do I have a crush on anybody that works here currently? Not really. Like some potentials. No, it's been a while. Maybe at an ice cream stand this summer, I fell in a crush. But that was like one of those passing things. So it was literally like 30 seconds. That's all it takes with me. You're right for sure. More ways than one. No, but you really, that's, isn't that what a crush is? Whether it's 30, you can't have a 30-year crush. Oh, you can? How long have we known one another? Huh, that's interesting. I would never suspected it. No, I'm kidding. But, no, I mean, like two ships passing in the night, two ice cream customers passing in the soft serve line. Okay, so we have everything here. Or any celebrities coming to dinner. You know, one or two are hopefully. But I can't tell you more because just in case, I don't know if they've come over before either or either or neither or neither. Okay, so we have everything. No, yeah, just don't like I said, people are there to work, not for me to have crushes on them. Even if it's not like a corner of the eye crush, and saying googly, googly, goo. Also, yeah, just don't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to, maybe I do listen, need to listen to more Madonna. And that, sorry, we're just talking. Sorry. Yeah, we're just here to check out. No, I don't. No, I don't have any crush on anyone that works here. Thank you. Though if I did, it may be you. No, I don't actually. I was just complimenting you, really. No, if I had a crush on you, everybody, it would be a bunch of people would know about it already. But thank you so much for you two know each other, so you're just messing with, oh, that's funny. You set me up. Would you like to set me up? Well, how about this? Would you like to come over? Did you just start working here? Because I honestly seriously probably could have had a crush on you. Oh, you're a figment of my imagination. Totally. Would you like to come over for dinner then? You're right. I should have checked the plants. Normally, holy cow, whoever buys those Trader Joe's plants is doing a great job. You're right about that. You know, my daughter had a show and tell, or not show and tell, but some sort of essay like show and tell where they don't bring things in. And she talked about the plants we have. Well, I don't know if any of them... A few of them were purchased not at Trader Joe's. Yeah, I purchased some of those cider plants. It's a word that rhymes with cider, a type of plant. Across the street from, a garage sale. But other than that, pretty much everything's from TJ's. Teej, there you go. I knew I could say it, Teej. You just can't say Teej's. It would sound strange, though. We're going to Teej. Teej is more like a pet name for TJ or Tejina or Teej. Okay, thank you. Yeah, you should come over for dinner. We're going to have like a not-so-quick Thai curry. Oh, also, I should tell both of you that is it very egotistical to have a crush on a figment of your imagination? Okay, at least they made you laugh. There's a plus sign. Oh, this is real. Oh. Here's this recipe I'm making. There is, I would only share it if it was good. But it is missing an element that makes it great. So I'm just telling you that maybe it is, no offense to Teej, but the bottled curry. And that we're missing real fish sauce and real curry paste. It could be any curry paste, in my opinion, a Thai curry or an Indian curry paste. I mean, you know I have a thing for Thais, but I will have to go. I guess I'll head over to downtown Oakland and try to pick up some real Thai curry paste. Okay, so I think we're all set. Thank you. Well, yeah, we'll see you later. Why would you set me up on a blind, like, why would you set me up on a blind, like, it wasn't a blind date. It was a blind dating opportunity. Well, I just appreciate it if that, I mean, this, I feel like I'm in an 80s movie. Yeah, no, that is a hint. You're right about that. Okay, so we should get home. Oh, here we are. Come on in. There is Koa waiting for us. Yeah, let's take Koa for a walk real quick. Just an imaginary one, because no offense, Koa. Oh, well, we got to take her for a real walk. Okay, first, before we take her for a real walk, let's turn on the grill and heat up the grill. And take the chicken out of the fridge. The rice is done and ready for us. So we'll shut off the rice, but we're not going to we're not going to break the seal. Okay, let's just go down the drive here. Now, I always decide, depending on what time of the day it is, I let Koa decide if she wants to go left, right, or straight. Straight means cross the street. Right means right. Left means left. Okay, she wants to go right. So right is always the, it's like the least places for her to stop immediately. So it's a bit of, so we're going to go past these bushes here with stone around it. Sometimes she'll use those bushes, but only like in a, not in a, just in a, like saying, hey, I'm going to leave a note for you way. Okay, then we have this rock. At first, when I like moved, I didn't know why people would put rock on the whatever that is between the sidewalk and the road. But now I realize it's a perfect idea, because then it's like talk about drought tolerant rocks. We're friggin' drought tolerant. Get a memo. Two, dogs can go there and no problem. It will, for people that clean up after themselves. Okay, but she doesn't use these racks. And then this one, this mulch, these bushes are trying to grow. So I try to keep her at a distance from these baby bushes. Then this patch here is growing too. I don't know what they're growing here, but I'm feeling they're trying to grow some sort of ground cover. Yeah, then there's this gravel, you know, crushed white sparkly gravel. I don't know what you call that. Crushed sparkly white gravel or stone. Okay. Then there's these like river rocks at this house here. Now here's the move. Watch what'll happen. Now we'll go past this. She wants to keep going forever, but I stop here. And this is like dirt. I think the price is going to sell this place or something. So there she'll show. There you go. It's like dirt and grass, you know, old grass. Now at the river rocks, watch what'll happen. Yep. Right. So, Koa, you're going to be relaxed the rest of the time. Yeah. Well, I tie the bags to the dog leash like that. Yeah. It's my move. Okay. Let's go back inside by the power of podcasting. Holy, did I wash up so well. Okay. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the chicken thighs in like a. The other thing I did before we left that I didn't tell you was I put the chicken breasts on the, like, bun rack in the grill just to start kind of almost baking them in the grill. And then we'll do, I only have a two-burner grill, so we'll cook the thighs. They'll cook really fast, and then we'll do the indirect method to cook the breasts. Okay, I want you to be tasked. Oh, no, I have to cut everything. Okay, so get a pot ready. And you could start heating it up. It's fine. So chicken's grilling. So we're going to cut the onion up just because that's what I have first. And it will it is bringing a tear to my eye. Holy cow. Yeah. So I'm going to use a whole onion. So we'll put the onion to the side. What is my onion method? Yeah, I'd like to chop the ends off, then cut it in half, then peel it. and then go down, you know, do the vertical lines and then the horizontal lines, any chaff. Yeah, my knife is a little bit. You're right. We should use that swish, swish thing. It, like, makes me feel like I'm in the movies anyway. So we got that going. Okay, so we have the onion. Next up, what I'm, this is just, again, right, like I said, I'm a cook. I'm not a chef. So let's remember that. We're going to chop up the garlic and the ginger together. Now, this might have been when I went wrong last time. I only used 2 cloves of garlic. So let's use 4. And then a thumb of ginger. Now, I would use more ginger myself, but I don't want to over-ginger it, but I don't want to under, you know, I don't want to deprive us of flavors and whatever other good stuff is in there. No, so we're going to finely, we're going to go from rough to finely chopped on those. Yeah. Yeah, I do find it soothing, chopping. Now, ginger, I like to, you know, first, garlic, I just chop it. You can see with the ginger, I pre-chop it or slice it and then chop it, just easier. Okay, so we have a nice pile of ginger and garlic. I have no idea, 4 tablespoons each, maybe? Yeah. Okay, then the bell peppers. And what I want to go with is an equilibrium of bell peppers to onions. So I'm guessing of these little bell peppers. They don't look like bell peppers. You're right, they're not in a bell shape. They're in a pepper shape. Yeah, they're just baby bells. They just need a hug. They're just little baby bells. Oh, how lovely. You can, okay, so let's just do 2 of each. 2 red, 2 orange, and 2 yellow. Or yellow-orange. That's fine. We could call it whatever you wish. Yeah, this is like, holy beta. You're going to say beta-carotene? It smells like beta carotene spirit. Yeah. Well, that was a reach for a pun. You're right. You're right. Yeah. So these ones, I just cut the top off. I will keep, like, slice off those little sides of the top to cook. And then you could usually into this paper bag. This is going to be the compost. Yes. Yeah, you just tap the seeds out. I don't normally, if a couple seeds get in there, it's not spicy at all. And I know some cooks or whatever, chefs will like get rid of the ribs, but not me. Yeah, then I do 4 long, I slice long lengthwise 4 times, and then I chop. Oh, yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And then we're going to make a pile. Yeah, that's about equal to the onion. We're a good estimate. Then we're also going to take, this looks like about 2 handfuls of shredded carrots. So that looks good. Okay, do we need anything else? Ginger. Okay, so then let's heat up that pot medium high. Yeah, medium high. Oh, you got it on medium high. Okay, glug some olive oil in there. No ghee for this. No ghee for this. I'll be back. I got to flip the chicken. Okay, I flipped the chicken. It's looking good. I actually moved the chicken breasts to the lower front of the grill, so they'll actually start cooking. And the great thing is about this thing, if we wanted to use the chicken breasts in there, we could just cut them. And here's another secret so far. Now, I don't know about the label. We'll have to read the label on the sauce to see if it's vegan-friendly and gluten-free. But I'm pretty sure at this point you could add anything. You don't have to use chicken. You could use tofu. You could just eat it as a vegetable and rice dish. This is a really, it does just fine on its own. And what I really like about this is it's not a one-pot meal that you could use one pot. Technically, you'd have to use some bowls and stuff for the rice and the chicken. But that we get all our vegetables. Like, we're getting enough vegetables that we don't really have to have a vegetable side. And we can skip the salad for just convenience sake. You know, I never thought about adding some kale in there. I mean, we don't want to do it now just because... But that could be an option. I don't know how it would affect the flavor. But it would seem to go, and that's another way to get a couple more. You're really thinking. Okay, so, yeah, just keep stirring. How long will we cook the vegetables for? You know, we'll go for about 5 minutes. So just keep stirring. Yeah, add maybe a little more oil. And now this is a like tricky part. We're going to add a little bit of salt and pepper here. We can use the seasoned. No, let's just use regular salt. We'll use seasoned salt later. Well, just because I don't know what's going to happen with the combined flavorings. Okay, well, you cook that. Here's the thing with these basil leaves. I wish we had the Thai basil or basil, yeah. So we're going to start with 10 leaves, and we're going to chop them. Then the last time I needed way more. So, like, yeah, once that's going, we'll put those in. And then at the end, we'll put in 10 to 20 bruised leaves. I just take them, my very, very clean hands, I rub them between my hands and then throw them in the pot. But that's at the end, right before serving. Right, it's like aromatic, exactly. But you could put these 10 chopped leaves, roughly chopped. Those are roughly chopped. Well, I don't really know. Like, I just say, well, let's chop up some basil and put it in there. We have it. Why not use it? Oh, yeah, it really does smell good. I love the smells of garlic, ginger, onion, basil, all coming together. Now, here's a couple of issues where I had in the past. Is that this is where I don't know what was missing. If I undersalted or I did add lime later, not yet, but so I don't know if, you know, when you're redoing this, there's somebody at the door. Oh, hey, how's your shift at Tejas? Yeah, Tejas, yeah, that's what I call it, with the Tej. Oh, you two know each other very well. That's a really long-term hug. Sorry that my friend here set us up on a checkout. This isn't a date. Well, I have some. I mean, believe it or not, if you're looking for a date, I'm not sure if anyone's single that's coming, but we have two guests coming. Oh, three? Yeah, you're right. Oh, I didn't see that text. Wow, three guests coming. Exciting times. Okay, so, what are we making? Kind of like a quick, could you open up that bottle from Tejas? Yeah, it's a red curry sauce. Yeah, normally I wouldn't use a bottled sauce, but I wanted to be able to get everything at your place of work. Your new place of work. Well, congratulations on the job. It seems like you were very efficient at checking us out. Also, you did, like, check my eggs, which I always appreciate. And because I was distracted, I didn't tell you what I tell everybody that checks my eggs out. Don't worry. If there's a crack in my egg, I'll cook it as soon as I get home because Koa loves eggs. Right, Koa. That's Koa. Yeah, she's good at sniffing, eating eggs. Don't worry, Koa. Tonight you'll get shredded carrots. See, she's happy. Okay, we could give them to her now. You just put them in her bowl and then put dog food on top of it. You could make a dog food parfait, but she'll dig through it and then she eats it all. Okay, it looks like our vegetables are ready. We're going to pour that entire thing of red curry sauce in there. Then we're going to open up this can of coconut milk. Hold your horses. We're going to pour half the can of coconut milk into the jar of curry sauce, then shake it up. Yep, this is efficient. You're right about that. And we're going to get that in there. Yeah, and then pour it in. Now just start stirring it and lower the heat, maybe a simmer. Yeah, oh boy, you two are good at stirring. Holy cow, stirring up the pot, as they say. I'm going to grab the chicken, which is done. So I have the chicken, and we're going to cut the chicken up into strips. Yeah, okay, you could do that for sure. Yeah, the chicken is just, it's not al dente, but it needs about 3 more minutes, cooking in liquid. Now, you could just fully cook it, but that's not my style for this particular recipe. Okay, so cut those up into strips. Now, this could be the point where you could just, I think it all will come together because we're all eating chicken, right? Yeah, but if you weren't eating meat, you could either serve separately or you could, you wouldn't add your tofu, I don't think, until you turn the heat off. And then we're going to, can you take a lime and, put some lime in there. And we can always add, the great thing is we just add more coconut milk. But then, drop all the chicken in there. Holy cow. Look at that now. And look at the balance. So we really managed to strike a good balance. There's six chicken thighs and one breast in there. But it was a big one. And you two are looking at each other cross-eyed. So stir that all up. But look at all that balance, huh? Yeah, maybe a little more coconut milk. Just dribble it in there. And then I'd like to leave it for about 3 or 4 minutes simmering. Until I feel like the chicken's cooked through. And, we're tasting it to say, does it need any more salt? What is missing? You know what's probably missing? If it's low on salt, we could try to put some miso in there. I don't know if that'll help, because he just felt like I said, what is this? It's probably missing, probably needs some more fish sauce, which I don't have. Maybe you could talk to your manager about, here's a knock at the door. Look who, holy cow, Anthony, Michael Hall, Beverly D'Angelo, Randy Quaid, come on in. Hey, Randy, whenever I think of the Bacon Brothers, I wonder if you're in the Bacon Brothers. Oh, that does make you laugh. Is that your nephew on that new show about heroes? Was that your nephew or son? Huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Great job. Great job. He did a great job for sure. So what else? Okay. What are we having? We're having a quick curry. I didn't even think to associate it with Steph Curry, to be honest with you. Well, sometimes I am a bit aloof. Randy, you could fluff the rice if you want. Just go ahead. You have an Instapot. You're familiar with the Instapot. Great. And just fluff that rice up. It's very yellow. It was buffalo ghee, cooked in buffalo ghee. Another option would be to add some cilantro and lime to the rice and maybe just a sprinkle of sugar. But we won't do that. Let's just see and assess this meal as it is. I was just thinking of the three, you did such a great job in the National Lampoon's Vacation movie. Anthony, you're beloved across all three of you. Of course, all three of you are. Yeah, but I just saw some people saying Scooch is a bit like Anthony Michael Hall. And I said, I'm strongly influenced by Anthony Michael Hall's greatness, along with Randy Quaid and Beverly. And I never get tired of seeing you. Holy cow. You are a wonder. I wonder why. Go ahead. It's just good to see you for sure. And so, everyone could grab a seat. So we're pretty much ready to go. I think everything's seasoned. I'm just bringing this from a simmer to turning it off so it cools. And we're going to put some crushed. Now we'll put this is bruised basil, by the way. It's also the name of my jazz album I never made, Bruised Basil. It never came out because I never learned to play any. Randy Quaid and the Bacon Brothers, they would never go for that, huh? Randy Quaid and the Bacon. I think my siblings saw the Bacon Brothers live one New Year's Eve. I wasn't there. I don't know. It has a ring to it. Randy Quaid and the Bacon Brothers. I asked this before, but is there is it Kevin? Is there Bradley Bacon? He should be on the drums. Bad Brad Bacon on bass. You're right, Randy. Holy cow. That's why they're with you. Bad Brad Bacon. That is a mouthful. Try to say it with a mouthful. Yeah, there you go. So this is the rice, and then we're going to put the curry on there. And yeah, it's very steamy. It's getting hot in here, so let's make some curry for sure. So bad Brad Bacon's on bass. Kevin Bacon, he's like the lead, right? You don't actually know. Oh, well, it'll be in your... Do you have a tour rider? Of course you do. I was just wondering... Oh, my question was, how many Bacon brothers are there? But I asked every couple... I asked this every couple years. Oh, because then I think I always wanted... I never thought a bad Brad Bacon... Billy Bacon would be another good Bacon brother, right? Billy and Brad Bacon, the Bacon brothers, and Kevin... Well, they could be the Bacon twins, right? Billy and Brad. I don't know what we'd call Billy. You'd say you're the tallest one, Randy, so we can't call him Big Billy Bacon. But that kind of does fit. Billy the kid Bacon. If he was the youngest, you'd say Billy the Kid. But Billy Bacon, you don't really want to get anything in the way of Billy Bacon. Like bad Brad just enhances, it's like triple, it's like a alliteration, three for the price of four, because you got brothers, Bacon brothers. Kevin Bacon's not coming, unfortunately. When he hears this, he probably, I mean, I would love to have him, because there's not, I don't know if there's been a Kevin Bacon movie I haven't liked. What is my favorite Kevin Bacon movie? I don't even know. Holy mackerel. I think someone I know lived by him and his wife, Kira, once upon a time. And they're lovely, lovely people. I mean, there was one Quicksilver. That was one I watched a lot as a kid. He was a bike messenger in that one. Okay, so everybody's got their dinner. This is pretty good, right? So if you think anything that you feel like is missing, but it's so good to have you. So good to have you here, my friend. Then your friend from Trader Joe's. Hello, yes. There's a seat next to you. Terrific. Good to sit in Beverly D'Angelo, the one, the only. Now the Bacon Brothers opening for Randy Quaid and the Bacon Brothers, and you're really enjoying that, huh? And Anthony Michael Hall. Sorry, Anthony, I would have done more material about you, but you don't need material. You just shine on your own. I remember, of course I remember you playing Bill Gates, I mean, I don't know which of your career highlights is the highlight for me. I think multiple, because they say, well, I love that, Anthony Michael Hall. Have you ever been in a movie with Anthony Quinn? What about a podcast, Anthony on Anthony? I've pitched this before with other names. But you could interview famous Anthonys, and maybe even imagine, maybe we could talk to Ian from Everything is Alive, and you could interview... Anthony's that don't even either aren't with us, or Anthony on Anthony. What other Anthonys would you? All the famous ones. And then, like, for a season finale, you could have like Anton on, or Anatoly. Yeah, Antonia for sure. I can think of a lot of good Antonias. All right, everybody, well, we're just going to enjoy our food here. Slowly chew and simmer off to dreamland. Good night.